have a unique relationship with music because I grew up with it, but not the music you would think of. No, not pop. No, not modern singers with electronic alterations. The soundtrack when I was little was of accordions, violins, piano, and whistles, guitar, concertina, and mandolin. Marimba music in the morning to wake up, songs that dictate when to go to bed, music in the car, accordion tunes will be played outside. I still remember the joy of memorizing all the lyrics of the first verse of Jingle Bells. I spend my New Year's dancing and singing at a camp with people where the focus is music. I didn't know what a ball drop was until the third grade. I remember the confusion when my friends didn't know what set dancing was or even shape note. I reminisce on the nights at family dance camp when I was finally old enough to stay up and do the torpedo dance. We have videos of me strapped to my mom's back while she played accordion, and others of the children's choir we were in, standing on a stage holding little drums. I remember the magic of the hammer dulcimer. How could someone be so precise with those little hammers? I still recall the St. Patrick's days in kindergarten, when my mom and dad would come and play some Irish while we danced around. It was a great way to show off to the other kids. Look what my parents do. All of these memories are stronger, enforced with the happiness that came from them. I feel like growing up surrounded by this profusion of music has made me who I am, and I'm glad for it.
The most influential type of music in recent history has not been rock, classical, country, jazz, pop, or even the ever-popular EDM. It's been hip-hop. Rappers from now back to the 80s have used their art form to express the oppressed and often unheard-of voice of the most underdeveloped neighborhoods in America. It's been there to show the poor people's voice in issues that really mattered through its conception to the present day. Most early mainstream rap was mainly party music. However, that changed with the debut of hip-hop group NWA. The group consisted of five rappers from Compton, a city in Southern California that had been long ravaged by crime and drugs. Their first song, Straight Outta Compton, depicts the drugs and gang violence in the street. The song says that gang members squeeze the trigger and bodies are hauled off, showing the level of casualties that murders are taking place with in their hometown. This reflects the culture of the 80s with a meteoric rise in crack cocaine use, as well as the trend of higher violent crime in the era. Further on, rapper Tupac Shakur continued this trend in the 90s with the continued rates of high violent crime. These lines from Tupac's song, Keep Your Head Up, ask people, why do we rape our women, and do we hate our women? And continues to say, will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up. Motioning for men and women to work together to reduce the violent crime around the country, especially against women. Violent crime rates have gone steadily down since the 90s, perhaps due to a few of Tupac and other rappers' efforts to expose the problem to the general public. Even though a lot of rappers today have strayed from this path and gone back to party music, similar rappers continue today to make headlines and expose the bitter truth of poor black neighborhoods and violent crime, such as Meek Mill, who was wrongfully jailed and wrote a song about why black men are arrested, where he says, Mama told you how to fight before she told you how to write, right? And Daddy locked up in a cell, can't kiss you night-night. And Logic, who wrote a whole album called Everybody, calling for people to be more accepting of one another. And perhaps the most influential modern rapper of all, Kendrick Lamar, who wrote three albums about modern life in Compton, the same city where NWA is from, and won a Pulitzer Prize in music last year for his work in his latest album. One can only hope that the rappers of today and the future can continue to bring light the African-American issues, as well as the issues of other oppressed communities. We must take up these issues and fight to fix them together.
A few months ago, I was at a school dance and began to sing and dance along to one of the songs playing loudly. Being a school dance in 2018, of course, it was playing some modern hip hop on the top 100 charts. As I sang the lyrics word for word, one of my classmates noticed and looked at me strangely. He told me loudly that he was surprised I knew the song. He thought I listened to some piano stuff. In my mind, I wondered, what do you think I am? A nerd? It just so happens that I also quite enjoy classical music sometimes, but I wasn't going to tell him that. I realized that I was embarrassed to listen to any music that people wouldn't expect me to listen to. When people ask me what type of music I listen to, I become very vague and say, oh, I like a lot of types of music, or I name an artist that I believe we both appreciate. I've been worried that people will call my music taste trash and perhaps assume things about me for a certain genre that I like listening to, even though I might also listen to music that they like. If I mention that I like a popular song or any pop in general to someone new, I'll generally get the response that all popular music is trash. If I bring up musicals, old music, or soundtracks, I've gotten confused looks and heard that my taste is weird. However, I listen to all of the music and enjoy all of it. Similar to how a person has many different personalities they can have, they can also listen to many different genres of music that can represent and even express the different emotions they feel without being ashamed of it.
Thank you. but I almost feel that I have more influence in my life from literary and textual art. Instead of singing me a song before my bedtime, when I was younger, my dad would usually pick a poem or two for me to read, unless I grabbed the book and chose for him. On some nights, I'd pick Daddy Fell Into a Pond or any of Shel Silverstein's poems because they could always make me laugh. And on others, I'd pick ones like The Road Not Taken or Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening because the imagery in Robert Frost's poems always seemed otherworldly and could easily transport me there. I've always loved the way that you can create and enjoy art through a literary perspective because it lets the artist do so many things, almost giving them a divine power with words as their tools. From creating stories to describing a feeling in a completely unique way to posing philosophical questions and ideas, the possibilities are endless. When you read poetry, the lines seem to fall into a sort of rhythm, almost like a song. But in poetry, the focus is different. Instead of there being a full melody, the focus is on the words, and sometimes pauses. This lets the reader or listener feel more connected with the message of the poem and how the words themselves make them feel. Whereas in music, the song can usually appeal to your emotions so much that you can ignore the lyrics and feel the same feeling. For me, this single focus meant I could fully appreciate the power of words and how unlimited their meaning can be. A single word can mean so many things to so many people, and then the context of the word can be thrown about so much, it changes it entirely.
So we're gonna play Something by the Beatles.
Can you hear me now? All right. I am a history buff. For me, history is a good way to take a close look at humanity and what it has done and what it is capable of doing. It offers some important truth if you're willing to dig for it. And to me, art, specifically music, is a big part of getting at that truth. By listening to what people were singing, you get a good look at what they were thinking about, too. It can help you understand the way people worked. After all, song and music are just another form of human expression. It is very interesting for me to listen to songs that are so caught up in an era that they really are the embodiment of what their makers were thinking at that time. Take, for example, a number from 1918, during World War I, called What Kind of an American Are You?, which denounces treachery and proceeds to accuse the listener of disloyalty and shirking duty. The people who wrote that and sang that song must have been caught up in the patriotic paranoia that marked the era, when German Americans were eyed with suspicion, and anyone who opposed intervention in the war was dubbed a traitor to democracy. Even if you don't know much about the era, the song gives you an idea of the emotional experience of living in 1918 and what people were really scared of and concerned about. You get to see how a historical event greatly impacted the psyche of people at that time. A lot of old songs were written to commemorate achievements, mourn disasters, comment on new technology, and deal with politics. And in general, express what people were thinking about the world around them. Through their music, you get into their worldview. You see what they hated, what they liked, the biases that influenced their actions. You come to get a little picture of humanity that transcends its historical context and offers a lesson in the human experience. It gives you information with which to move towards transforming yourself, those near you, and maybe bringing the world to the point where there are less songs about hateful happenings and negative thoughts, and more about the positive. Now that's why I'm a history buff.
Hello. Yes. I'd like to say that I thought for a long time before writing this, but I really didn't. A lot of art is like that, actually. Not that I'm trying to claim this is art. After all, who am I but a high schooler talking about music and spirituality? Which is interesting because as a high schooler, I am faced with a predicament. Am I yet too young to explore the world, too young to know any of this spirit stuff? Or am I as yet someone who is new to the world and can experience it in a new way? Someone who can start to carve my own path on the mountains of life? I'd say that I'm both. It's funny because I find myself appreciating modern popular music less and less. Find me jamming to musicals that came out in the 80s or 2000s. I'll listen to the occasional rap, but it's older stuff. Of course, I do listen to new music, but I'm conflicted on how to describe it. If pressed, I'd call my usual music taste alternative indie rock folk music, which is a mouthful, I know. And as someone who, as I mentioned, also listens to musicals, Disney music, 80s music, K-pop, you name it, my music taste is, to say the least, a mess, which could be okay if my artistic interests weren't equally as scattered. I do theater and improv, I'm working on becoming a better self-taught photographer, I sing alone, I sing in a choir, I'm pursuing social activism as it relates to LGBTQ+ issues and the environment and feminism, I write poetry, I write like regular writing, I also sew and embroider, which I'm not that good at, but I'm working on it, It's all jumbled together, but isn't that what art is? A messy collection of self-expression and various types of expertise. After all, the organization that comes with math, science, computers, art is definitely a break. For some people, it's the other way around, but I like art. Art is powerful. Art is a way to help others see the world through your eyes and your mind. Art is the inside of a mind. My art is the inside of my mind. It's a way to get that into the world, which explains why so many social activists are artists of some kind. Art opens the mind, which is why so many artists are assumed to be empathetic. If art is the inside of a mind, then the reviewer of the art is tasked with a simple job: to understand. If someone can experience a piece of art and come away from it thinking, "I understand that," then they have just practiced empathy. I challenge all of you to practice your empathy in new ways. Go find a piece of art and don't just look at it, really study it and feel it. Understand what the artist is trying to say, the emotions in a piece. This is what art is, and this is what keeps the world vibrant. It is one of the most basic human connections that can be made. Art is empathetic. Art connects, so make some connections.